This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We had a guy come into the studio the other day. Eddie Liu is his name. He's one of the founders and the CEO of a company called GOAT, G-O-A-T, Greatest of All Time, in case you're not familiar with that particular acronym. They do sneakers, not just your everyday kicks, though, but hard to get high price point, like thousands of dollars price point, sneakers for which the market is apparently booming. And because the market is booming, there's a fraud problem, which is where Eddie Liu and GOAT come in.
We're an online sneaker marketplace, but we started in 2015 really to solve the issue of fakes. I mean, Nike is the most counterfeit brand in the world.
Okay, so first of all, people are going to the effort of faking Nike sneakers.
Exactly, because, you know, sneakers, coveted ones, go for hundreds to thousands to tens of thousands of dollars.
Tens of thousands of dollars?
Exactly.
How do you authenticate it? Do you have, I can't believe I'm saying this, sneaker experts on staff?
Yeah, so we have a couple dozen sneaker authenticators, and they're basically the heart and soul of our operation. I mean, they are so passionate about sneakers. They see hundreds upon hundreds of shoes every single day. And so, you know, just by sight, touch, smell, they can see, oh, something looks fishy, something smells fishy. Let me look for more into it. And with that, you know, they're the experts, and they really identify sneakers. On top of that.
Well, so I'll tell you what. So you've got two shoe boxes here.
Exactly.
And this is the show and tell portion of the interview. Let's get the headphones and the keyboards out of the way. Grab those. Tell me what I'm looking at and how you know whether they're fake or real.
So this is the Yeezy Boost 350, which is Kanye's line with Adidas that I mentioned earlier. So we have two different pairs, a real pair and a fake pair. And so I'm just going to start even with the box, not even looking at the shoe yet.
Yeah.
But you can tell that even this is the fake pair. Even the
box. No, don't tell me.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
All right. So honestly, you can tell, but I can't. All right. So wait a minute. So what's the price point on these things out in retail market?
Retail-wise, it's about $220, but resale on our app, it's about $400 to $500.
All right, so we're talking about a $400 to $500 pair of sneakers. I guess the boxes are a little bit different, right? The real box is sturdier and better looking. But, you know, that you have to sit here and look at it for a minute. I mean, how do you know?
You definitely do, and this is why our authenticators are so important. So if you look at this box, it's clearly smaller and shorter than the real box, which is important. And that's before we even get to the shoe itself.
I totally see that. But again, only because you're pointing it out. All right, let's open these boxes and figure out what's what. You take the fake one, I'll take the real one. Or at least I believe they're real only because you tell me. I don't know. I can't even open this box, man.
It'll be right here.
Of course it will. He's like, no, don't rip the box. That's a $400 pair of shoes. I don't want to mess him up. If I mix them up, are you going to be able to tell which is which?
I will be able to tell.
All right, okay.
Yes.
All right, so first of all, these are not great looking shoes, but that's just a subjective thing. I don't know. So the box thing I noticed because you pointed it out, and I'm looking, I know which one's real and I know which one is fake.
So we picked a very good pair of fakes. This is one of the best fakes.
So you can't blame me for not being
exactly
able to tell. All right. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if I were just looking, I would not be able to tell, truly.
All right. So
what are you looking at?
So as you can see, let me just make sure.
Yeah. Now you're just making sure.
So the stripe on the real one actually extends further than the fake pair right here.
Yeah.
And then if you look down here, this kind of striping is a lot higher on the fake pair than.
And that's a mark of authenticity or fakeness?
Fakeness.
I guess if you're spending $400, this is worth it. But boy, it's a lot of trouble to go through to make sure you got real shoes.
If you're spending $400, you don't want to buy a replica pair. You want to buy the real pair.
Totally.
And so that's the value proposition that's been really helping us succeed.
Are you a tech company? I mean, it's a mobile app, right? And it's technology-based. Are you a tech company or a shoe company?
Yeah,
what are you?
We are a tech company. I mean, I'm a computer science major. My co-founder is a designer. And we really wanted to inject technology into this experience. So we're even building machine learning models. Since every pair of sneakers that comes in, we're taking pictures of it, we're documenting so that our machine learning models can get better and better at identifying and assisting our authenticators in terms of identifying fakes.
Have you heard from Jeff Bezos at Amazon or Tony Hsieh at Zappos, also owned by Amazon, by the way?
We are, you know, very fond of them. Unfortunately, they have not called us yet, but my phone is ready when they do.
Eddie Liu, the company is called GOAT. Eddie, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kai.